The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com. Moberly Regional Medical Center.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, June the 19th, just a couple of days away from the first day of summer, and we've got some nice summer events to talk about today. First of all, I want to introduce you to Chester Edwards. Good to have you here. Good to see you again, Chester.
Thank you, Paul. It's great to be here.
Today you're representing the Olivet Christian Church, the Chicken and Mutton Barbecue.
That's correct.
That's this weekend, right?
That's this weekend. It's the 57th annual Chicken and Mutton Barbecue.
57 years.
The premier barbecue of Boone County.
And I know a lot of people really look forward to this every year.
It is. We have a lot of repeat customers and a lot of friends who come and assist in putting the barbecue on.
Yeah.
Right? We have kids from 5 to 80.
Right.
All helping. So
right.
It's quite a lot of camaraderie associated with that. We'll serve from 3:30 until 7.
How much does it cost?
It's $10 in advance and $12 at the door for adults.
Okay.
Kids 10 and under are $3.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have dine-in or carry-out.
You've got all bases covered.
We got all the bases covered. And, you know, of course, when you have chairs and people who continue to do this year after year, it's kind of like poetry in motion.
Exactly. And you've got a beautiful church. Now, this is an important fundraiser for the church, right?
It's a very important fundraiser for us. We support the Interfaith Resource Center mm-hmm. with part of those proceeds, the Food Bank Buddy Pack, mm-hmm. right? We support our youth Olivet Fund and our Olivet Ministry Fund.
Yeah. Right?
Specifically out of these proceeds, you know, we have other functions and things we support in Columbia and Boone County, but this, out of the proceeds of the barbecue, those are the identified expenditures.
Right. So how much money do you think, or are you hoping that you will raise with this 57th anniversary barbecue?
It'd be in the neighborhood of $10,000 net.
That's a pretty good amount of money. Right.
I'd have to ask the finance people who count the money, but it's a sizable chunk, and this community is a very generous community. And so they come out and not only support us and have the fellowship of dining with us, right, but they support us in many other ways.
Right. Okay. So give the plug again. It's this coming Saturday, the first day of summer.
Correct.
June 21st.
June 21st. Serving time from 3:30 until 7.
Okay.
If you want to make certain you get mutton, you want to come a little bit early. A lot of homemade pies.
Yeah.
Right? Pecan pie is probably the number one, but there's an awful lot of people looking for homemade gooseberry.
Okay. And can you can either dine in or you can carry out. Do most people dine in?
It's amazing, Paul. Almost 50% last year were carry out.
Really?
And we have a whole section in our new building addition that's devoted just for carry out. So the carry out people get served separately from the dine-in folks so that no one's waiting in a long line for a long period of time.
Okay, well, you got it down. Well, Chester, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it.
All right, mark it on your calendar. This coming Saturday, 3:30 to 7, Olivet Christian Church Chicken and Mutton Barbecue.
Thank you.
You know this guy over here?
I have not.
Kirk Trevor.
Kirk, pleasure. Chester Edwards.
Yeah, okay. Kirk Trevor, Missouri Symphony Society, and he's here to talk about the hot summer nights. Now, you've already been going with Hot Summer
Nights. Yeah, we've had 9 concerts. We have our 10th concert tonight, and it's a very special one because it's the first time we've ever done this in Columbia. We're going to do the great 1928 silent movie with Harry Langdon called The Strong Man, mm-hmm. and we're going to have the orchestra play the score, the music, underneath the movie screen, which will be right above our head.
And now, this is at the Missouri Theater.
At the Missouri Theater.
So the orchestra is going to be on the stage?
We'll be on the stage and a huge screen above our heads, projecting the movie, and we're going to play one of the original film scores that was for this movie.
So there's no dialogue in this movie at all.
It's a silent.
It's a silent movie. So
the dialogue. I mean, the dialogue is in the little title screen
right.
that come up. Yeah.
So, and how long is the movie?
73 minutes.
And you're going to play Nonstop for 73 minutes?
So I have to synchronize it, you know, with all the gunshots and the cannon shots and the platforms and everything.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah, it's a very, very special evening. I've done a lot of it around America.
Of this particular movie?
No, I have done this one. I did this one in Indianapolis, but we do a lot of silent movies, which requires a lot of synchronization, of course. But they're so special. If you've never seen a silent movie with live orchestra, it's really very special.
Okay, now I'm curious about this. Now, how far in advance can you screen this movie and rehearse it with the orchestra?
2 days. But the thing is, the skill is that I, as a conductor, have to learn the movie. In other words, I have to learn every blink, every footstep, everything that happens so that I can synchronize it to the music. The musicians just have to play and be ready to fluctuate a little, you know, move forward if we're behind the movie or pull back if we get a little ahead of the movie.
So they run the movie for you while you're rehearsing it.
I'll have the movie, but we can't stop the movie because
that was going to be my next question. I want to change this a little bit. Stop it. Pick it up here. You can't do that.
When we do it in Indianapolis, we're doing it on a reel-to-reel, which you really can't stop. Here we're doing it on a DVD, which you could, but it's just too complicated to try and do it. So I have learned the movie. You know, I've done this movie about 4 times. So I've learned the movie intimately so that I know exactly when somebody blinks and it goes with that particular note. So that I can tell, okay, I was a little early there, so I'll slow down, or I was a little behind, we'll have to speed up. But it for the audience, I don't think they'll notice that stuff. Those are some of the gratifying
things. So you're facing the movie, like you're facing the orchestra.
Yeah, the movie's above my head, just in front of me.
And the orchestra's facing out towards the audience. So you're keeping an eye on the movie as you're conducting.
Yeah, as I'm conducting. So I have to know the score so that I can conduct it while I'm watching the screen and then make it happen.
All right. So, that's tonight.
That's
at
tonight.
What time?
6:51.
Why 6:51?
Because in 1928, all the movies were weird times like that. You know, if you go to a movie theater today, they don't show it at 7 or 7:30. It's always at, 7:19 or whatever time.
So 6:51.
6:51.
The lights are going to go down and that projector is going to roll and you're going to start the music.
And you're going to have your popcorn and your drinks in the movie theater. It will be a really beautiful evening.
But it's going to start at 6:51. Okay, we're almost out of time, but that's tonight.
That's tonight, Saturday night at our classic. You can get tickets at the door.
Tonight.
Okay. And then Saturday night is our classical program where we do Scheherazade, a great score. And then next Wednesday, family concert, Music and Science. We're going to have scientists, not science kids, but scientists here helping us. And next Friday, Ben E. King of Stand By Me comes to town and does a wonderful pops concert.
That'll be next Friday.
Rock and roll next Friday. If you're rock and roll fans, the idol, the original icon of rock and roll, Ben E. King, will be here to play, to sing with the symphony.
All right. So you can get tickets online, Missouri Symphony
Society.org. Symphony Society.
Or at the door. Thank you so much, Kirk Trevor and Chester Edwards. Thank you so much for coming by. A lot going on in Central Missouri. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Bluegrass Worship Service and the Truman Leadership Project. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Lowell Thomas, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if there is something you would like to hear or see, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. And you can watch or listen to this program again. Go to kbia.org, sign up for a vodcast or podcast. Bye-bye.